The Supreme Court. The U.S. judicial system has state and federal courts. State courts oversee cases involving individual citizens and state laws. Federal courts focus on laws related to the U.S. Constitution. There are three levels of federal courts: the district courts, the circuit courts, and the Supreme Court. The district and circuit courts are the lower courts. The Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS, is the highest court. It was established in 1789 in Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution and has jurisdiction over all laws. Federal trials begin in the district courts. If there is an appeal, a case may be heard at one of the circuit courts. After several appeals, cases from the lower courts may be reviewed by the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. The Supreme Court hears 80 to 100 appeals from the lower courts each term, October to late June. This is a small fraction of the 8,000-plus written appeals, certiorari petitions, submitted. Over the years, several landmark cases have had a significant impact on U.S. laws. 9 justices sit on the Supreme Court. Justices are appointed for life but can retire or resign any time. It is the responsibility of the U.S. President to nominate a person to fill a Supreme Court vacancy. This is one of the most important jobs of the President. The Senate has to confirm the appointee with a majority vote. The average justice sits on the Supreme Court for about 16 years. The Chief Justice is the head of the court. The other justices are associate justices. Each week, Supreme Court justices review a number of written appeals. Justices look for cases that are of national importance. They also look for cases where a lower court's decision invalidated federal law. After selecting the cases they want to hear, the justices gather and compare notes. At least 4 of the 9 justices must choose the same case for it to be heard in court. This is called the Rule of 4. After the justices decide to hear a case, they receive written briefs from each side of the argument, the petitioner and the respondent. During a sitting, attorneys representing each side have 30 minutes to provide an oral argument. Justices then get the chance to ask each attorney some questions about the case. Following a sitting period, justices take a recess period to write their own opinions about the case. They compare notes again and vote on whether to affirm or overturn the lower court's decision. A majority of justices, 5 out of 9, must agree on a Supreme Court decision. An official, called the Reporter of Decisions, publishes the court's final decision for the public.